this was my identity.
Nobody talks about how freaking hard it is to be a dentist. What most people talk about is how this affects the patient. What nobody talks about is how this affects us. Dentistry is ready for this. Now is really the time.
Welcome to Wellness and Dentistry. I'm your co-host, Dr. Martin Mendelson, a disabled dentist, coach, speaker, thought leader, and author. And I'm joined by my dear friend and co-host, Dr. Kyle Stanley, who's a dentist, tech entrepreneur, speaker, and researcher. And together, we've helped thousands of dental professionals pursue wellness and dentistry. And if you're unfamiliar with us, we invite you to check out our respective links, website, and course offerings. Speaking of which, if you like what you hear here, you can come hang out with us in Irvine, California, May 9th and 10th of 2025 at Glidewell Dental Lab for our in-person workshop, Lightside Live, which is one of the only, if not the only, course specifically for dentists on mental wellness. And today, what we are talking about is how to reduce stress through balance and taking time for yourself. So, how you doing, Kyle? What do you think of this topic?
Well, I'll tell you this. I was very bad at this topic back in the day.
Yeah.
And taking time for yourself seemed selfish to me.
Yeah.
You know, we did an episode a few months ago called Being Selfish is Selfless.
Yeah.
And it's a similar topic. I think that it's looked at as being very virtuous to give to others, to help others, to, you know, give them the shirt off your back, etc.
Yeah.
And I would agree that it is to a certain point.
Sure.
And I think many of us are willing to go into burnout in order to not be selfish.
Yeah.
And that was kind of how I felt was, well, one, I felt like I didn't have time to take any time for myself. You know, like I don't have time to go to the gym.
Yeah.
I don't have time to go do a sport that I love or hang out with my friends. Like, I don't have time to do that. I'm running a practice and, you know, I've got a little kid and I've got a wife that needs me and this thing's breaking on my house. And, you know, it was like there was too much to do.
Sure.
How did I find that time? And so I just avoided it until I went through burnout. And that's not what we want to happen.
Yeah. And it's so interesting to me because this is not talking about practice planning, but it is about practice planning. And what I mean by that is the only way you're going to effectively be able to reduce stress by focusing on yourself is by planning to take that time. Because if you don't, what ends up happening is life ends up getting in the way. And then you kind of wake up and you go, you know, I'm feeling exhausted. I haven't taken any time for myself. And you know, we're recording this just after the new year and, you know, I'm a sponsor on Dental Nachos and I thought it was really interesting. And I think I mentioned this before, how many dentists were piping up looking for advice, rightfully so, on, you know, how do I bonus my team for Christmas? And my knee-jerk response is, well, that tells me right then and there that you didn't plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so planning is so critically financially, it's so critical for your scheduling template, and it's also critical for your mental health. And you're right. I think, or I love what you said there about the, you didn't use this term, but the guilt element of it around taking time for yourself, right? When we sit here and we think about the fact that, as you taught me, only about 10% of dentists take any time off. Like, how would you recommend people start thinking about this process differently to find the time? What do you think?
Well, I think first it's a mindset shift.
Sure.
So I want to start with the mindset shift. And then I think second is the planning aspect that you just talked about. The mindset shift for me changed when I started learning more about sleep and rest. Like, for example, I lift weights a few times a week. And I have this app that is by this big kind of muscly influencer guy named Dr. Mike Isretel. Very popular. Yeah. He's on a bunch of things. But he's like a weightlifter, like gigantic, right?
Yeah.
And so it tells you exactly what to do. How many reps, how much weight, when to do it, what to do. But what's really interesting is it says like when you finish a workout, it says the most important thing you could do now is rest.
Yes.
Let your muscles recover, and that's how you're going to get the biggest hypertrophy, which is kind of what I'm going for. And it's funny because you see so many dentists that are in this grind culture where it's just like work all the time, and that's how
Yeah.
you get ahead. And that really put this into focus for me is like, if you want to get big muscles, for example,
Yeah.
you have to let your muscles rest so that they can get bigger. And it's
Yes.
kind of like dentists. I think you have to rest in order to get better. You can't grind forever and expect not to burn out. I've given this example before, but if you have your car, and let's go back to maybe the 80s or the 90s when cars were still manual, and you have it in first gear, and you keep it in first gear, and you're on the freeway, and you're going 40 and 60 and 80 and 90 miles an hour, and then you're back to 10. If you're just redlining it, your engine is going to blow up. Like
Totally.
eventually, it's going, something is going to happen. It can't maintain that. And that's what I see with so many dentists. So the mindset shift that we need to make first is rest is just as important as work.
Absolutely. And look, I want to say something real important and share something that just occurred less than an hour ago. This is really simple, but it's not easy. And so I just literally booked something for myself. I'm going to go on a rafting trip in July with a licensed therapist whose father started this rafting trip company in the 80s. So, like, holy smokes, these people have been around for decades. And it's with a therapist, and it's all about identity and purpose and stuff. And so, but here's the thing. Do you know how many times I almost didn't book it? You know, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, okay, so July 9th, well, shoot, I hardly ever have any commitments July 9th. And so it's a good time to go. Well, what if somebody wants me to speak? Or what if this or what if that? And I'm like, well, maybe we should go together as a couple. And I was like, stop it. And I just hit purchase because it's so easy to not plan. It's so easy to give yourself excuses. And you know, I know we both are very much human beings, and I wouldn't want anybody to think that, you know, we have everything figured out. I think the difference is we acknowledge we don't have everything figured out and we want to do something about it. And so it's okay to not really know like what to do and how to do it. I mean, the first step is realize in your Ripple framework. And so the first step is really acknowledging that, you know, I need to make a change. Where do I want to facilitate that change? Like, what area of my life? Is it time off, physical fitness, nutrition? Do I want to be able to go to the bathroom in the middle of the day with a different scheduling template? We hear that a lot. What is it that you want to change? I guess
I
that's
think
the
as you're
first
talking
step.
about it, I'm thinking, and it's putting value onto the off time as much as you have onto the on time. And I don't, we're trained in college and dental school and residency and everything that there's not a lot of value in the rest and the off time. It's kind of a waste of time. You're not growing. And
Absolutely.
I would argue that you are growing when you're in your off time. And it allows you to then show up better when you return.
Oh, absolutely.
This was my big problem when I talk about sleep, was I'd come home, let's say at 7, I'd maybe have dinner with my family if they were still awake. I had little kids, so they would go to bed early. My wife would maybe go do something or watch a show or take a shower or whatever, and then I would start doing work again. I'd watch dental YouTube videos. I'd go onto PubMed. I'd start reading articles, downloading articles, adjusting slides, texting my business partner, Matt, and saying, are we going to hire this person? Are we going to fire this person? Do we need to get a new chair here? The light broke over here. We need to order this, that. And before I knew it, was 11, 12 at night, and I had to get up at 6. And that may sound okay, but we know that from the research, for most people, you need a minimum of 7 hours. And I'm actually a person that needs 8 hours to really feel rested. So I would come to work on 6 hours, let's say. And then I would wonder why I was so reactive and why I was getting in a bad mood and I was frustrated all the time. I wasn't valuing the rest and the time off. And that is like a sleep, time off at home, but also just taking days off. I never took days off. So then I would have this long list of things that I had to do that you can only do on a weekday. And I never took any weekdays off. So I could never do them, And then I would think about this list I had, like, oh gosh, I really need to go to the post office and I really need to take in my dry cleaning and I really need to go to the store to pick up this thing because they don't have it online. And then that would cause me more stress. And
Absolutely.
what we hear so often with the participants in our Lightside Live course or our online courses is that they take time off, they make the same or more money, and they're less stressed. It's like less positive or less negative and more positive. It's usually not one-sided. It's like you get both.
I love that. Let's talk about that admin day or the day off, because one of the reasons why I created that time and task audit thing in my online course was because of this. And so you hit the nail on the head. What I see so often for those that actually do take the admin day, and it's not everybody, they run around like a chicken with their head cut off, and they have this massive to-do list, which is typically created not following the philosophies of somebody like David Allen, meaning, on your to-do list is hire team member. Well, that's a multi-step process, right? So what needs to be on your to-do list is write the job description or get an Indeed account or whatever it is. I go through that all in my online course. But the point is that you're never going to finish everything that's on your plate. And so if you can create a different level of structure just to capture everything, then you can sit back and look at your day and you go, you know what? If I can do this, this, and this, that's a good day. And then at 2 o'clock, I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to go to the gym, or I'm going to make my spouse dinner. Whatever the case may be, because you're never going to get everything done. And when you start being okay with that and trusting your capture systems that everything's accounted for and or maybe scheduled, like for example, running payroll every month or 2 weeks, whatever it is, then all of a sudden you're able to be more present in your day, right? So what are your thoughts on
Well, I'm
that?
thinking of this admin day and I'm thinking about the topic of the power of balance. And I keep coming back to this idea of wearing too many hats at once. For me and a lot of the dentists, the thousands of dentists that we've talked to, a lot of the stress comes from putting the hat on of I'm the dentist working in the mouth, and then wait, keeping that hat on and putting the other hat on of,
Hundred
and I'm
percent.
also the owner and the business owner, and even putting on, and I'm the mom or the dad or the son or the daughter. And I think some of that balance that we talk about comes from this presence. So, and really, I'll expand a little more and talk about boundaries as well. So, let's go back to that admin day. You may be r running around with your chicken, like a chicken with your head cut off, if you haven't taken the advice from Martin or taken his online course. And if you're not setting boundaries, you may find that you actually get pulled into, oh, doctor, just do this quick hygiene check.
A hundred
We had to get
percent.
this patient in last minute and do this. And that is going to really derail your day. And it's the
Absolutely.
same way if you're prepping that crown and you have to do payroll at the same time, right? And so it's like we either have to have two separate people or think about yourself as two separate people.
Oh, yeah,
So you
absolutely.
today you are a dental grunt. You are prepping teeth, giving injections, taking teeth out, doing partials, doing dentures, whatever your specialty is. But then when you're the admin person, you're not the dentist anymore. It's as if you are just the CEO that day. You don't know anything about dentistry.
Absolutely.
You know about
Absolutely.
managing the business that day. You know about ordering. You know about hiring and firing. You know about maximizing profits, minimizing risk. That is how you have to think. And you, but you, if you don't set that boundary,
Yep.
All of a sudden, you're going to become the clinical dentist a little bit more, and then you're going to come back, and that causes a lot of stress.
Oh, absolutely. And also the feeling that I have to do X, Y, or Z. And so putting my coach hat on for a moment, I'd ask a very simple question, do you? And so, delegation is as much about a person as it could be a process or a technology, right? The example I love to use, particularly with dentists, is confirming appointments. How many people have team members that sit there on the phone confirming appointments versus, using your text message just to, hit? I get annoyed when people call me now to confirm appointments. Like, just text me and I'll hit C. So
Exactly.
that's an example, right? Because it's a huge time savings. And so when you take a look at what's on your plate, and then when you add in time constraints to it, i.e., when things need to get done, then you can start backing into when is the appropriate time to actually jump into this task versus sitting here thinking, oh my God, I got to get this done. I got to get this done. It's like, no, it's on my schedule for next week because it's not due for 3 weeks.
Let me ask you this. When, because I'm thinking about, we talk about knowing what your values are and then prioritizing them. And I'm thinking about this as a task list. So let's say we're talking about the admin day. You make the list of what you need to do, then you prioritize them, right? What needs to go first, second, if you need to do it, if it needs to be delegated. Do you also put estimated time you think it's going to take? Or do you, if
I
you don't,
do. I
do you think that's helpful?
yeah, I do. As I'm scheduling it. So in my course, I go through this process. I actually give you spreadsheets to figure this all out, but that actually falls into quadrant two of the Eisenhower matrix, which is schedule it. So if you're actually scheduling a period of time to accomplish a given task, the answer is 100%. You put in how much estimated time you think there's going to be. I did that today. I have two chunks of time. One is to work on some material for a big presentation. The other is to work on some website stuff because I'm combining. I've estimated the time. And I realize that I kind of do this by default, but there's a thought process to it. It's like, what needs to get done by when? When do I have the time to do it? How much time is there? And then therefore I'm going to schedule it. Now, if then you look at me and say, well, I've just got too much to do, well, then that is exemplary of the need to start thinking about delegation. And again, that's not a person necessarily. It could be a system or a technology. Just to continue, just for a real quick second, online, there was this huge thread like 2 weeks ago about when do you hire an office manager? And I was not alone, but I felt like I was in the minority because I was like day one. Now, is that completely realistic? It depends. However, what you say yes to, you say no to other things. And so if you're going to take on everything, well, how the heck are you going to fit that all in and treat patients? That's what causes the burnout and the stress, right?
We've talked a little bit about the mindset shift of making time off feel valuable to you. And knowing that if you take the time off, and that could be hours, minutes, days, or weeks, or even months for some dentists, knowing that it allows you to be better when you are there. And then the second one is actually doing it.
Correct.
Oh, I remembered what I was going to say. Hold on. Okay. Before we go back to that, when we're talking about a task list and you put estimated time, because I feel like I'm like most dentists and love accomplishment, I have a hard time not doing the easy things that may not be important. So I'm like, oh, this is 5 minutes. I have to sign into my son's school and just like approve this little thing. I might as well get it off my plate.
So that's
But it's
interesting.
not due for 6 weeks.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because one of David Allen's foundational concepts is, quote, if it takes less than 2 minutes, do it now. So I would actually say to you, it depends. Likely, yeah, just get it done and do it. But you're right. It takes a little bit of self-discipline, but I also think that the experience of having more of a process in your life be successful allows you to put those kind of distractors at bay, because you're like, yeah, I know we need to get that done, but I'm going to feel great when I get all the website update notes to the IT person, right? So I think part of it is experiential, because what I'm hearing you say is, or what I'm envisioning is somebody who's kind of more newer to the process, and they're just like, I just want to get some stuff done. But this is part of the prioritization process, because, and this is super cool, and this is exactly what I talk about. If you have to do something for your son's school and you don't need to do it for a month, then why the heck are you doing it now? And so if that were me, what I would end up doing is I would put a calendar entry in and say, likely a week ahead of time, such and such due on the 5th for Valco school. Boom, right? So part of it is just a habit, honestly, right?
I for me, I'm thinking of something that's on my calendar right now is I have to pay some quarterly tax something by the 15th. And so I didn't want to pay it when my accountant told me I needed to pay it, which was like in November or something. I was like, might as well keep the money for now, right? So I did schedule that. I put it on my calendar
There you go.
and I have a recurring
Same.
message for like
Same.
all of last week and all of this week.
Yeah.
And I may do it today or tomorrow, but
Yeah.
I guess I'm a good example this time of what we
Yeah.
talk about to do.
What I'd love to pivot to is, the balance stuff. Like, what could be a really cool process for figuring out the stuff that gives you juice, right? The stuff that feeds your soul. Because I shared with you before we logged on, before we hit record, I guess. There was a time when I was going through certain transitions, and I remember sitting down thinking to myself, I don't even know what's fun anymore. Like, what is fun?
And I think that is so relatable to so many dentists. In our courses, we say something, who were you before you were a dentist? And for some of us that have been in dentistry for a long time, it's hard to think of. Or even not before you were a dentist, but before you were in dentistry. Because,
Totally.
you started at what, 16?
Yeah.
I started
16.
at 19 or 20. I was an oral surgery assistant before. And so I think it comes from losing our identity. And what I see for the dentists that can really go far with dentistry, they can not get burned out, they can enjoy what they're doing, is that they do have that balance. And it may be that they go to a dance class or that they play golf or that they meet up with their friends for lunch on Wednesdays or that they take their kids to the park or coach their kids' soccer games. I think it's so important to do non-dental things in order to do this for a long time because dentistry is a marathon and it's not a sprint. Now, within that marathon, you can have sprints, right? You're an associate. Oh, you got to work your ass off the next 2 years. You got to really understand new things, learn new instruments, and learn new practice management systems and how to talk to patients. Okay, well, maybe a few years later, you start your own practice. Yeah, you're going to have to hustle for a year or two, get things in order, change stuff. Yes, there are going to be sprints, but you can't have the sprint forever. And that's where we see all the problems.
And so what I like to do with some of my coaching clients that are struggling with this, I do this really cool exercise that I've done myself, and it's been very transformative for me, and it can work in a multitude of different ways. It's kind of like a visualization exercise, but in writing. And so for the purposes of this discussion, which is fun and off time, I would challenge people to sit down with a piece of paper or a keyboard, whatever you like, and think about what would be my ideal day off? What would I really like to do? And what I would challenge you to do is start from the moment you open your eyes. I open my eyes and I realize I don't need to rush to get into the office. I, kiss my spouse and then I take care of the kids or take care of the dog, whatever. Just get as detailed as you possibly can. Because hint, hint, by the way, your brain doesn't know the difference between doing it and thinking about it, crazy enough. and start the process of thinking about what would be this wonderful day and what would I like to do? Ask yourself questions like, what are some things that I used to do that I enjoy that I haven't done lately?
That's a big one.
Here's an even bigger one. Ask your spouse because they know us better than we know ourselves. And so, what we'll do on occasion is be like, okay, what would we like to do at some point? Like, what restaurants would we like to go? What activities would we like to do? Because I've even heard, how come you haven't done X in a while? You always seem so happy when you're doing XYZ. That's a pretty, when I hear that from my husband, that's kind of like a, slap in the face. It's like, oh, oops. Yeah, I guess I haven't done that. So engage with your spouse. What would we like to do as a couple? What would you like to see me do more of? What would you like me to see do less of? What brings you joy, as it relates to stuff we do together? Like just these open and literally open-ended questions relative to what do you enjoy doing? What brings you joy? What activities do you find yourself where time disappears? That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All
And
those
when I
things.
think of a lot of the ones that I really enjoy, most of mine turn into one or two or many of the things that come from my dreams framework, which is diet, relationships, exercise, appreciation, meditation, and sleep. So oftentimes you get the exercise and the meditation at the same time. So like for me, I like to surf, I like to do jujitsu, I like to dance. Those three things, when I'm doing them, time disappears. I'm not thinking about other stuff. I'm getting exercise on all three of them. And it becomes a meditative process. And what's funny for me is a lot of things can become meditative for me just if my stupid phone
Oh,
isn't
totally.
there. And it's good and bad, right? It's like we're so dependent on our phones, and I'm just as guilty as anybody else. But what's a positive way of thinking about that is when I don't have my phone, instantly I'm in like this kind of meditative process.
And I learned my lesson because I'm gonna sit here and say I misstepped. So we were in Mexico City earlier this month and we had a great time. Wonderful city. Holy
Yeah,
smokes.
oh, it's such a cool
I
place.
can't wait to go back. Thank you for the churro hot chocolate re reference recommendation.
I'm a
But
bad influence.
I didn't turn my email off. And I was answering email and I was on social media and I came back and I had a wonderful time, don't get me wrong, but I also almost felt like I didn't get a break. And I thought, well, of course you didn't feel like you got a break because you chose to continue to engage. And so I'm not making that mistake again. To be honest with you, that's kind of one of the things that pushed me to schedule the raft trip because part of it is like a unplugging thing. Like, I don't know if they go so far as not allow you to be on your phone, but if you're whitewater rafting, you're not sitting there texting. Let's call it.
Well, that's the thing I think that is nice about certain time off is that you can't still be connected.
No. And I want to make a point about meditation too, because we covered a lot of this in my happiness studies certification. And so many people think meditation, because you called it, so many people think meditation is, sitting there like a Sherpa with your legs crossed and your eyes closed. It doesn't have to be. There's focus meditations. That's what you were referring to. So one of the things that I love to do, talk about combining, I live in Phoenix, I live near a mountain. And during the non-surface of the sun months of the year, I love to walk around. I have a really cool kind of mid-1970s neighborhood. And so I will walk down the street and I'll do a couple things. I don't think I've ever told you this. I'll do
No.
a couple things. I will close my eyes and walk, knowing that, I've got, 30 feet of a straight shot. Or I will focus on a visual point in the distance, maybe the mountaintop or even a street sign, and just focus on that as I walk. And that's meditation. And it's really a wonderful way to kind of clear your head by focusing on something else.
It's funny how, a lot of people say that they get so many ideas in the shower.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And I think now it's even more pronounced because you don't have your phone.
Oh yeah.
And so
That's
your
yeah, that's a
brain
good
is
point.
just kind of, it's almost like dreaming now. And I think that's a positive thing that comes from the phone is that when you don't have it,
Yeah.
you can think so
Yeah.
crazy and
Yeah.
you could also spiral if you're in like a paranoia or something. But for me, like when I take a shower, I'm thinking like, I mean, I want to have like a piece of paper to write stuff down on, and I actually think they make like these waterproof
They do. They do. They
something
do.
because of these ideas that I have. I'll have social media ideas, I'll have lecture ideas, I'll have business ideas. And I kind of like want to get on my phone to write them down, but sometimes it's just a great exercise to not have that. And it goes back to what we're talking about with balance.
Totally. Well, we talked the other day that I had this aha moment that my team framework is not a line, it's a circle. And that came to me in a quiet moment because I went to this expansion meeting that Vanessa Emerson hosts. And there was a psychologist there, a PhD, and she was talking about mindset as like a triangle, et cetera. It was a similar concept. But, and then in a quiet moment later, I thought, oh my God, wait a minute. Team is a circle, and you can enter and exit the circle at any one point, and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it's those aha moments never come when you're like stressed out thinking about 80 different things. What's the Pink song, Pink's lyric? I hate the silence because it screams the truth or something like that. I mean, it's the silence allows the truth and or ideas to kind of bubble up and surface.
Yeah, for me, I keep going back to this idea that we have to value the time off in order to, like, you're not, if you don't value something, you're not going to do it. So if someone listening to this and they're saying, oh, I really need to take this time off, but that's the wrong order. The order needs to
Correct.
be, I really need to take this time off because I know how valuable it is. And knowing that if I take this time off, I'm going to come back, I'm going to be a better person. My case acceptance may increase. My team may be happier. I may physically perform dentistry better and have less complications. And that may result in making more money and being able to take more time off.
It's you just hit on something. I think we hit on this recently. Interestingly enough, this goes to habits, like identity habits versus process habits, and then intrinsic motivation comes from feelings of self-identity. So what I heard you say is, if I'm going to sit down and say, I'm going to figure out when I'm going to take time off because that's important to me, versus I need to take this time off in May, it's much easier to override in the latter than the former. So if you sit there to yourself and you say, it is important for me to be a present individual for myself, my family, and my patients and my team, of course, then therefore I'm going to find the time versus I just need to take time in May. It's a different thing. It goes to the mindset discussion.
Yeah, that identity shift. I was listening to a podcast that was saying something like that. It's like when you become the person they were talking about exercise. When you become the person that exercises, getting up and going to the gym or going for a run or doing whatever you do for exercise, it's fairly easy because that kind of became your identity.
Correct.
Now, as long as it doesn't go into a negative to where, that's all you think about, because that's what happens with dentistry, right? Is so many of us think our identity is I'm a dentist.
We did a whole
So,
episode on that. Is
yeah, so
are we addicted to dentistry?
there's a positive part to having an identity to something, and there's a negative part to it. But if you are the person that says, I'm going to be balanced, I'm a person that takes time off from my practice. I'm a person that has admin days. Like that is my identity. I'm a balanced person. Then that could be really positive for you.
Yeah, I think kind of to start to summarize, it's, how can you go about this? And so if we focus on time off or self-care or time for self, whatever you want, I'm a person that values this. Then the second thing is, I'm a person who enjoys X. And so you think of XYZ, you think about what it is you do enjoy. Then you can go into a visualization exercise of what that day would feel like if we were able to engage with X, Y, or Z. And if you get stuck, then engage the people that care about you in your life. If you're sitting there in kind of a darker place where you're like, I don't even know what I enjoy anymore, ask your spouse, ask your family if you're not, in a relationship, ask your best friends, ask your team if you have a close relationship with them. Like, where do you notice I'm most happy outside of clinical practice?
That's a
Right?
great question.
And then once you have an understanding of, I'm a person that values time off, in which I do X, and when I do it from the visualization, I feel this way, then it's a heck of a lot easier to push the button and book the raft trip like I did an hour ago.
Yeah, great example. Well, let's bring this into land. I think it's been a good topic, an important one for sure. Something that Martin and I have gotten a lot better at, but still need reminding of, still need to fight our own demons of this, because just like all of you other dentists out there, we can just bog down and work all day too. So, as we're talking about this to you, it's helping us selfishly
Totally,
as well
totally,
remind ourselves.
totally.
So, if you like this topic and you haven't written us a review, we would love a written review. That is the only thing we could ask of you. Share this, write a written review. That really helps us. If you're interested in spending more time with us, make sure to check out Lightside Live on Wellness and Dentistry. Go to links and you'll see our live course. It's a 2-day workshop on May 9th and 10th in Irvine, California. It's super fun. You get 12 CE credits. It's just some of the most fun that Martin and I have together. And check out all of our links there on my online course, Martin's online courses, our live lectures. Anything you need from us, you can find on Wellness and Dentistry. And we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.
Bye-bye.